Hey everyone, and welcome back to Espresso Expedition's Brewed Review, part of the Breeda community. And we are so excited to be brewing up some wisdom with you all today.
Yes, we are. Today we're diving into a really fascinating topic.
Yeah.
That's been kind of buzzing around the community.
Yes.
Longevity.
Longevity.
Specifically, a Tibetan proverb about living well and longer.
Oh, yeah.
It popped up in a conversation.
It did.
Between Frank, our Breeda community founder, and a couple, Celine and Alexandra.
And for those of you who haven't met them, Celine's a former nurse who's now a consultant, and Alexandra's an osteopath.
Right.
So they bring some pretty interesting perspectives to this whole longevity thing.
I mean, they're both dealing with people's health day in and day out.
Exactly.
So when they start talking about living well and longer, you know it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay, so the proverb goes.
Lay it on us. The secret of living well and longer is eat, half walk, double laugh, triple, and love without measure.
Wow, what a fantastic proverb.
I know, right?
But beyond just how catchy it is,
yeah.
What does eat half really mean in our world? Mm-hmm. Overflowing grocery stores and supersized portions.
That's exactly what's fascinating here.
Okay.
This proverb challenges so much of what we're used to in our modern Western society.
You think?
We are constantly bombarded with messages to eat more, indulge more.
True.
And yet we're also facing a rise in health issues directly related to overeating and a poor diet.
It's funny because Alexandria actually jokes about this.
He does.
He says that he probably eats double and walks triple.
He does.
And playfully blames Celine's delicious cooking.
Yeah.
But his joke brings up a really important point.
What's that?
It's hard to resist those temptations.
Oh, it really is.
I mean, come on.
And you know, Celine adds another layer to this, talking about how for many cultures, food equals love, especially that motherly love where you feel almost obligated to eat everything on your plate to show your appreciation.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's like you're rejecting their love if you don't finish everything.
Exactly.
Like, my grandma was like that.
Really?
It was a constant battle.
I can imagine.
But, you know.
But as Celine points out, sometimes it's not even real hunger driving us.
Right.
Have you ever noticed how even just the sight or smell of something delicious can make you want to eat, even if you just finished a meal?
All the time.
Right.
It's like our brain overrides our stomach.
Exactly. And then there's the emotional component. When we're stressed or feeling down, we often turn to comfort food, right?
I do.
It's a quick fix that doesn't really address the root cause.
So we're painting a pretty clear picture here of the eat half struggle.
We are.
So what practical advice does Celine give to actually put this into practice?
Well, she suggests starting with a simple question. Before you reach for that snack or that extra serving, ask yourself, am I actually hungry?
Oh.
Just pause for a moment and check in with your body.
Okay, can do that.
Maybe delay eating for a bit if you're not truly hungry.
Okay.
And when you do eat, savor each bite.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the flavors, the textures, the sweet, the salty, the crunchy, the soft.
That's a great point.
It's about
being present with your food, not just mindlessly shoveling it in.
Exactly.
I know I'm guilty of that sometimes, especially when I'm working through lunch.
Right. We all do it.
We do.
But by being more mindful, you're not just controlling how much you eat. You're also enhancing the enjoyment of each bite.
Makes sense. So it's not about deprivation.
Right.
It's about being intentional and present.
Exactly.
But it's also about breaking free from those robotic eating habits, like always having that sugary cereal for breakfast just because that's what you've always done.
Exactly. Celine really encourages everyone to question those ingrained habits. Do they really serve you? Are they supporting your overall well-being?
Mm.
Maybe it's time to try something different, something that truly nourishes your body.
So are you saying we need to give up all our favorite treats and become super strict about everything we eat?
Not at all. Remember, the proverb emphasizes moderation, not deprivation.
Okay.
Enjoy those treats, but just be mindful of the quantities and how often you indulge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's all about finding that sweet spot where you can enjoy life's pleasures while still nourishing your body in a way that supports your long-term health.
Okay, that makes total sense.
Good.
But let's move on to the next part of the proverb.
Okay.
Walk double. Does that literally mean we need to double the steps we take each day?
Well, Alexander, as an osteopath, would probably have a lot to say about the benefits of walking for your musculoskeletal system.
I bet.
But taking it back to the proverb, I think it's more about broadening our view of physical activity.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be structured exercise. It's about finding ways to move more throughout your day.
So like taking the stairs instead of the elevator?
Exactly.
Walking to a colleague's desk instead of emailing them?
Yes.
Even doing housework or gardening?
Absolutely.
Those all count.
Absolutely. And here's where it gets a little scary.
Oh.
A French cardiologist, François Curé,
Oh.
actually claims that excessive screen time has become a major health risk,
What?
potentially even worse than smoking.
Wow, that's intense. I think we're all guilty of spending way too much time in front of screens these days.
We are.
It's definitely a wake-up call to be more conscious of how much we're sitting versus moving.
Right. Maybe walk double is less about hitting a specific step count and more about consciously breaking up those long periods of sitting with movement, however we can fit it in.
Now that's a perspective I can get behind.
Good.
Okay, so we've covered eating less and moving more. What about the laugh triple part?
Ah,
This one sounds a lot more fun.
it definitely does. And it's
Yeah.
not just about having a good time. Laughter is actually a powerful stress reliever, and managing stress is a key factor in longevity.
I've definitely noticed that when I'm laughing, everything feels a little lighter, a
Right.
little easier. Yeah.
Exactly. And Celine and Alexandra both have great anecdotes about finding humor in their professions, even in challenging situations.
Oh.
Celine talks about sharing laughs with her colleagues during tough shifts as a nurse.
Ah.
And Alexandra mentions how laughter can help ease tension during osteopathy treatments.
I love that. It's like that saying, laughter is the best medicine.
Right.
Maybe there's more truth to that than we realize.
I think so.
But before we get too carried away with laughter,
Okay.
we've got one more element of the proverb to unpack, love without measure.
That's a big one.
This one feels big.
It really does. And if we connect this to the bigger picture,
Yeah.
there's a growing research showing that strong social connections and feeling loved and supported can actually boost your immune system, lower stress levels, and even help you recover from illness faster.
Wow, that's
It
amazing.
is.
So all these elements of the proverb, eating moderately, staying active, laughing often,
Yes.
and cultivating loving relationships,
Yes.
they all work together to create a more fulfilling and healthier life.
Precisely. It's not about just checking off one box. It's about embracing a holistic approach to well-being.
I like that.
All these pieces fit together to create that bigger picture of a life well-lived.
That's such a powerful message.
You know, as we were talking about laughter being the best medicine, it made me think about how we often compartmentalize these different aspects of well-being.
What do you mean?
Well, we have our fitness routine, our healthy eating plan, our social calendar,
Right.
but maybe this Tibetan proverb is prompting us to see them as interconnected pieces of a larger puzzle.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not about checking boxes.
Right.
It's about creating a lifestyle where all these elements flow together naturally.
Exactly. And I think that's where the concept of love without measure really comes into play.
Okay.
It's not just about romantic love.
Interesting.
It's about cultivating a sense of connection and belonging in all areas of your life.
So that could include our relationships with family and friends,
Absolutely.
our communities, our work,
Yes.
even our hobbies and passions.
Absolutely. It's about finding those things that bring you joy, those activities and relationships that make you feel alive and connected to something larger than yourself.
You know, it kind of makes me think about
Yeah.
extending that love and compassion to ourselves too,
Yes.
treating ourselves with kindness and understanding,
Absolutely.
especially when we stumble or fall short of our own expectations.
That's such an important point. Self-love is often overlooked,
Yeah.
but it's absolutely essential for overall well-being.
I agree with that.
It's about accepting ourselves as we are,
Yeah.
flaws and all, and
That's.
recognizing our inherent worthiness of love and happiness.
And I think that self-love can actually empower us to make healthier choices in other areas of our lives,
It can.
like what we eat and how we move our bodies.
Yeah.
It's not about punishment or deprivation.
Right.
It's about honoring and nourishing ourselves.
Exactly. It's about making choices that align with our values and support our overall well-being.
It's interesting how this proverb, which seems so simple on the surface, actually touches on some really profound truths about human nature and what it means to live a good life.
It's a reminder that true well-being is not about chasing some external goal or achieving some perfect state of health.
Yeah.
It's about embracing the journey
Yeah.
with all its ups and downs and finding joy and connection along the way.
And maybe, just maybe, it's
Maybe.
about recognizing that the secret to living well and longer is not really a secret at all.
Right.
It's about living with intention,
Exactly.
cultivating love and laughter,
Yes.
and savoring the simple pleasures of life.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And, you know, it makes you wonder if these ancient proverbs passed down through generations hold a wisdom that transcends time and culture.
I think they do.
Me too.
There's a reason these sayings have resonated with people for centuries.
Yeah.
They tap into something fundamental about the human experience.
I agree.
Something that we all long for, no matter our background or beliefs.
And perhaps in our fast-paced, technology-driven world, these proverbs serve as gentle nudges, reminding us to slow down, reconnect with ourselves and each other, and embrace the beauty of the present moment.
I love that thought. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Tibetan proverb, I'm curious to hear what's resonating with you. What's your biggest takeaway?
That's a great question. I think for me, it's the reminder that well-being is a holistic journey, not a destination.
Interesting.
It's about finding that sweet spot where our physical, emotional, and social needs are all in harmony.
Right.
And it's about recognizing that joy, laughter, and love are not just nice to have. They're essential ingredients for a long and fulfilling life.
That's a good point.
What about you?
Yeah.
What's standing out for you?
You know, I'm really struck by the simplicity of the proverb. It's not about complicated diets or grueling workouts.
Right.
It's about making small, mindful choices in our everyday lives.
Yes.
Eating a little less, moving a little more, finding reasons to laugh, and nurturing our relationships.
I like it.
It's about approaching life with a sense of playfulness and appreciation. And I think that's something we can all do, regardless of our circumstances.
Absolutely. It's about shifting our perspective, focusing on what we can control, and finding joy in the little things.
And on that note, we've come to the end of another Espresso Expeditions Brewed Review.
Oh.
We want to thank you so much for joining us on this exploration of the Tibetan proverb.
Yes, thank you.
We hope this conversation has sparked some new ideas and inspired you to embrace a more holistic approach to well-being. Thanks once again for listening to this podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes from the Rita community. Until then, this is Sam.
And this is Claire.